Sound good for you all?
Awesome. Good. All right. That bus looks amazing. Amazing. For the next 3 weeks, San Francisco is going to be the music capital of the world, and I cannot wait. San Francisco is coming alive to celebrate 60 years of the Grateful Dead. And today we are kicking off the festivities and letting San Franciscans know what's going on. When we talk about the legacy of the Grateful Dead, we are talking about San Francisco, the city where Jerry Garcia and Bob Weir were born, about the iconic house in the Haight where the band lived and created. There's no better place to celebrate 60 years of the Grateful Dead than right here in San Francisco. And now that legacy is rolling through our neighborhoods, literally. This Muni bus, wrapped in stunning artwork, turns heads and tells a story. I want to thank Julie and the SFMTA for helping bring this to life. To celebrate this milestone, we've got events across the city. July 31st, there's live music on Haight Street at O'Reilly's Pub and at Yerba Buena Lane with the Grateful Gathering. But I have to say one of the most meaningful moments will be when we recognize one of San Francisco's own, Jerry Garcia. Next week, on August 1st, Jerry Garcia's birthday, we will rename a block of Harrington Street in the Excelsior as Jerry Garcia Street. This is where Jerry grew up, and it's where his story started. We'll celebrate again at Jerry Day on August 2nd at the Jerry Garcia Amphitheater. And after the concert, there's a pub crawl in the Excelsior. That same weekend, there will be three historic performances right here in Golden Gate Park. 60,000 attendees a night coming to see Dead & Company August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Whether you're making it to the concerts or not, Shakedown Street will be happening in Golden Gate Park from 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. those same days, where you can visit a marketplace with all of your favorite Grateful Dead merch. And let me be very clear. This is not just about the music. These events are going to generate major economic revenue for the city of San Francisco. When Dead & Co. came to Oracle Park in 2023, it generated an estimated $31 million in overall economic impact. This time around, hotel demand for Thursday, July 31st to Sunday, August 3rd, is up an average of 53%. Tourism industry leaders are reporting bookings from fans across the country and the world. And small business owners right here on Haight say their sales have already seen a noticeable increase in foot traffic and sales as fans come to the historic neighborhood. So when I say and have been saying for 6 months now that arts and culture will drive San Francisco's comeback, this is what I'm talking about. There will be after parties all around the city, including in the Mission, the Richmond, and of course here on Haight Street. Our bars and restaurants will be packed. Our hotels booked. Our neighborhoods will come alive. And there will be more revenue to fund the services that benefit all San Franciscans. When we make space for creativity and celebration, the whole city benefits. I want to thank our public safety teams and city agencies. They are fully prepared and coordinated to facilitate these events and to ensure everyone's safety. Concert goers can text GGPC to 888-777 to get real-time updates from the city during the Dead & Company show. Alert SF helps the city communicate quickly with the people in the area, whether they're residents or just visiting for the show. We as a city have hosted multiple large-scale events over the past 6 months, including the NBA All-Star Weekend, the Chinese New Year Parade, and the Pride Parade. and our public safety teams have done an exceptional job executing these events. This next month is going to be a special moment for San Francisco, a time to show off who we are and what makes this city so great. So to all the deadheads who live here or are making the trip, let's have some fun and let's go San Francisco. Thank you.
Before I get started, we did want to thank you, Mayor Lurie, for everything that you're doing for the city and for the Muni system. So we have given you your own commemorative Muni shirt. Others can buy it at themunistore.com.
It goes with my tie.
It does go with your dancing bear tie. I love it.
Thank you.
We at Muni are thrilled to be part of this incredible moment for San Francisco. I want to give a special shout out to the SFMTA in-house creative team, some of whom are here today, that not only designed these incredible t-shirts, but also the amazing buses and trains that you're going to see out on our system. Muni is a great way to get to this weekend's events. We will be running extra service on the 5 Fulton, the Anjuda, as well as the 7 Haight. It's also a great time to check out the incredible psychedelic buses and trains that we have designed in honor of this event. When I went to my first Dead show over 30 years ago, I never thought that I would be here welcoming the band back to San Francisco, and we are so honored to be part of all of the fun, the vibrant celebration, and a real high note for our summer. So thank you for riding Muni. Ticket goers, just show your ticket and hop on board on your way home, and have a great weekend. And with that, I'm excited to introduce Sunny Powers, Love on Haight.
Hi, everyone. Isn't it fitting that we're somewhere in San Francisco in July getting ready to celebrate 60 years of the Grateful Dead? When people think of San Francisco, they think of the Golden Gate Bridge, Pier 39, and a hippie on the corner of Haight and Ashbury. How's it going? The Grateful Dead is not just a band, it's an integral part of who we are as a city. What other place has Jerry Garcia Day that happens at Jerry Garcia Amphitheater with a Jerry Garcia Street about to happen? To be a San Franciscan is to be a deadhead in some way, shape, or form. And we're going to get ready to have 60,000 people and more converge upon the city, and there is activations everywhere. Besides Dead & Company playing in the Polo Fields, in Golden Gate Park, Graham Lesh at Pier 48, Shakedown happening on JFK Promenade, Manny's Talks, everything. Not to mention how Banana Pants, the corner of Haight and Ashbury, is going to be. And don't forget the specialist place in the world, Love on Haight. The whole city is going to be alive with grooviness and tie-dye and magic. But what I'm really excited for people to see is the San Francisco that I see every day. You know that feeling you get when you take in the architecture, you're going for a walk, you see the music, the color, the culture, and you get that feeling. And then you wander into a place you've never seen before, and you talk to someone you know you're supposed to be talking to. And then you see this epic mural. This is the San Francisco feeling I want everyone to see. It's kind of like going to your favorite Dead show. You know, you get a miracle ticket. You walk in, you get so many free stickers. You know, you run into 30 people you haven't seen in years. You get a grilled cheese, the band plays your song, you meet so many new people, you get that feeling to be a San Franciscan with that feeling is to be a deadhead with that feeling. And it's not just about celebrating 60 years of the Grateful Dead. It's also to show the next generations, the music, the community, the connection, that feeling. It's about celebrating the past and ensuring that the music never stops for the future. Because it's more than just a weekend. It's the feeling, the music, it's the love that will not fade away. I personally would like to thank Dead & Company, the mayor, Another Planet, Park and Rec, SFMTA, and anyone else who is responsible for what is about to happen in this city. I hope you all are ready. I personally have been training for this my whole life. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Questions? Okay. Ooh. Well, I am so thankful to Park and Rec for making sure that we have three straight weekends of really unmatched music talent coming to our city. It's something that I'm getting calls from mayors everywhere saying, I wish this type of activity was happening in my city. We need to continue to invest in these type of events. So, you know, Zach Bryan, we're expecting 50,000 people that third weekend. Outside Lands always does such incredible things for our economy as well. And then we got Super Bowl 60 coming. We got World Cup coming. We have a string of events that are going to invite the world to San Francisco, and this is a great way to kick it off. All right. Yeah, get on Muni, ride our great public transit. Our police, our sheriffs, Department of Emergency Management is all ready for our seniors and everyone to be safe here in San Francisco. We want to show the world what we all know here in San Francisco, that we're on the rise, that this is a safe city, and those numbers are being seen in the drop, the precipitous drop in crime here in San Francisco. We still have more work to do, but come visit. We'll take good care of you these few weekends. Thank you all very much. I appreciate it.